With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you missed Kirk Cousins, grantanddanny.com/audio after the show is where you can find it. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. You can take the show, the station with you on the road. Download the all-new radio.com app. Listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. Redskins lose to the Eagles last night. Final score 34-24. Philadelphia got outgained by Washington. I believe it was 178-32 at the end of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And from the second quarter, really until midway through the fourth quarter, it was all Eagles. Redskins got a late touchdown, got back into it. But the damage had already been done. Carson Wentz put on a show, coming out party, 63 rushing yards, threw for 265, four touchdowns, rating of 126. They couldn't get any stops on defense, and third downs were a problem on offense. Kirk Cousins addressed that with us a few minutes ago, and I liked what he had to say. He basically said, look, it was something different on each play. Said he didn't get the ball out quick enough on one specific play where he got hit, kind of thought he would have enough time, and he didn't. But it seems to me like when you go back and rewatch, Danny, they were not prepared for the zero blitzes that seemed to come on almost every third down. And that means not just from a play calling standpoint, which is part of it, but there's also a responsibility on the receivers. Now, if you're Ryan Grant, you're running an in-breaking route, or you're Jamison Crowder, you're running an out route, and you see that everybody's coming and you're one-on-one, break that thing off quicker and just get open for your quarterback.
It's a team offense thing. So we talk about this. We use these words like hot route and, you know, break it off early and win. You basically, it's an entire 11-unit thing where there's going to be a moment where Derek Barnett has to be blocked and slowed down by a tight end. You don't get a slow-developing play there. You cannot do that. That was resulted in one of the sacks. It has to be everybody on the same page. And you're right. When Cousins said that they weren't surprised by anything necessarily, it sure as hell looked like it.
On third down. Here's some of what Danny's talking about here.
You know, right away we started moving the football. We got down, kicked the field goal, then scored a touchdown. So, you know, while they are a good defense and they have a lot of ability, we felt like, you know, we can move the ball on them, and we did move the ball on them. But again, the problem was if you don't convert third and one, third and two, all that you do on first and second down doesn't matter. And one of the touchdown drives we had that ended with Chris Thompson scoring, we didn't even have a third down on that drive. It was just first down, second down, all the way down the field, and we stayed out of third down. So I think that shows that we were capable of moving the football, but in this league, you have to convert third downs to stay on the field. We saw that against the Chiefs and how Alex Smith and the Chiefs were able to do that, and that really was part of what won the game for them. And so we have to continue to get better on third down. We've been a top five team in the league the last two seasons on third down, so it's something we have shown we know how to do, but it's a matter of game in and game out, consistently doing it. Otherwise, you tend to have a game like last night where you come up short.
Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. We'll start with George in Springfield. Hey, George.
What's up, George?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You know, we know how Kirk Cousins plays during the season, and we know he plays so hard. It just seems like he was a little bit out of place last night for the death of his grandma, and I really think he can play better during the season. But I think just yesterday, I wish, you know, they could, you know, share him the news the day after the game, not the day before the game, but I got to say.
I don't really know how to react to that appropriately. I mean, it's impossible to know somebody's mental state. We've seen heroic performances after bad news. We've seen everything in between. So I couldn't speak to whether or not, you know, that influenced anything. I would just say this. There has to be more help. And I know people are going to accuse me right now of being a Cousins apologist, so to speak, but I keep looking around at what's normal for offenses. It's normal to have better wide receivers on the outside. It's normal to get more production. Instead of having to gimmick stuff up or out-scheme somebody so you can dump it to a running back who's your leading receiver, that tells you that something is kind of irreparably damaged. Something isn't right. Something isn't as it should be when your leading receiver after half a season basically is your running back. That means something isn't right with your offense. I keep saying the same thing over and over. I understand if a tight end's maybe your best option, but back in the day when Chris Cooley was your best option, your offense was bad. They've got things schemed up. Jay Gruden is very smart, obviously, at making offenses go and drawing people up and everything else. But to me, their personnel on the outside is a glaring weakness that they're trying to overcome with trickery and games and screens and checkdowns and some things. But when the rubber meets the road, you've got an advantage last night. You should have, if you're a regular NFL team, against those crappy cornerbacks the Eagles trotted out there, and it was never exploited. It was never an idea to try to exploit it because it's not on the table.
I decided early this morning before the show that I was going to be nice. So the only thing I can properly do after that call is move on to the next one. Because I can't answer his call with my opinions and also be nice. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Dan.
Grant and Danny, I was hoping that you liked the CD that I gave you.
I did enjoy the CD, Dan. You're a rising star. I appreciate your musical talents.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. calling is like therapy for me, so, you know, I'm usually a glass half full guy, but man, that game just, and I went through three phases. We got a lead, we might actually win, and two, we're remaining competitive even though we're losing, and three, I'm concerned about the injuries and all hope is lost.
Well, that's the big question here, Dan. Thank you. I mean, the game is what you saw. I mean, the Eagles are better. The Redskins just last night weren't good enough. I care so much more now about – I picked them to lose last night. You're 3-3. You're right in the thick of things. NFC is down. No Aaron Rodgers. No Carson Palmer. Is Trent Williams going to be able to play against Dallas? Is Brandon Scherff out for a couple weeks, who's one of the best guards in football? Is Spencer Long going to be able to go, or are you starting a rookie at center as well? Is Josh Norman going to be back this coming week? Is Jonathan Allen going to play again this year? And these injuries are really starting to pile up. Pat, Mechanicsville.
Yeah, I'd like to make a few points. The first one is, can we bring Darrell Young back? And this third and one is killing me. I mean, we got to run the ball, get a big fullback up in there, lead the way, smash mouth football, convert these third downs. And the second, Terrell Pryor is a 6'4". Softy. They get up on the line, they jam him. I think he's a lost cause for us. Thanks.
Thank you. Darrell Young's not going to help. I mean, he has not played since he left here in 15. I love Darrell Young. That's not the missing ingredient here. I'll agree with the second part of your call on the running game, though, in that where is just a fullback dive? You know, something very quick, nothing long developing with pulling guards and nonsense. Where is a spread them out quarterback draw on third and one?
This is the one.
How about just a quarterback sneak from under center on third and 2.5 feet?
This is what I beat the drum for. Them in jumbo packages stink. It's awful. Third and one, whatever, a short yard situation where you put two tight ends on one side, those plays are disasters. Spread people out, then run it. They refuse to do that.
Bring Thompson into the backfield in motion.
That's what I'm saying.
From the receiving position and hand him the ball if you want to. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Why did the Redskins struggle on third down last night? What do you think of Kirk Cousins' performance after the loss in Philly? You are listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.